Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Mr. Bryan, you're not only the executive director of the CCLA, you're also a former Ontario Attorney General. When you saw and heard the decision taken by Premier Ford on Friday that police and other empowered agencies would have the right to stop vehicles and demand to know from people in those vehicles where they were going and why they weren't at home, what was your reaction?
Well, I thought that somebody had won an argument at the cabinet table that they shouldn't have, because what they had crafted had just gone too far and ventured so far away from what's permitted under the Constitution that I knew that we had to get in court quickly to stop this, or as it turns out, between the efforts that we made in the media and the added voices from police leadership across the province and many mayors, the province did a U-turn, issued a new regulation, but to answer your question, I was horrified when I saw it. I was afraid, for many, many people, but particularly racialized minorities who would they spoke to me and they said, I'm just so afraid to go outside, because historically, that's what happens when these powers come up, it's back to the old, way of, driving while black, yeah, or walking while black. People would get pulled over just because of the color of their skin or because of how they looked, and that can't be right.
What was your case going to be?
We were going to bring an injunction. We were challenging the regulation on the basis that it violated a bunch of constitutional principles. One of them is no arbitrary detention, and this is sort of by definition what they were proposing was arbitrary detention. To be stopped for no reason, literally, there are no grounds. Normally, and the way it now works is the police have some grounds to stop you. They can't just stop you for no reason. They need to have a reason for it. They need to have seen something or received some information or obtained a warrant. And on that basis, they stop you. Your headlights out or whatever it may be, they can pull you over for that. They can't just pull you over for no reason. But this law allowed them to pull you over for no reason. So the problem was arbitrary detention. It was unlawful arrest. And then under Section 7 of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, ironically, we were doing this on the anniversary of the Charter.
That's
on
right,
Saturday.
39th anniversary. Yeah.
It was a violation of our people's liberty in a way that's not consistent with the principles of fundamental justice. There was no process.
Let me ask you this question. The procurement minister, the federal procurement minister, Anita Anand, has told Global News, the West Bloc, Mercedes Stevenson, that they are not ruling out, the federal government is not ruling out any options that could help, I'm reading from the news story here, curb Canada's third wave of COVID-19, including invoking the Canada Emergencies Act. How do you feel about that? How does the CCLA feel about that?
Well, we already have every province exercising their authority over the Emergencies Act. The federal government has room to exercise the Emergencies Act within their sphere. So, at the borders and airports, for example. But, they don't, the federal government is really can only play a supportive role in this context. And the way that the Emergencies Act work right now is if the province is saying no thanks, federal government, then the federal government doesn't have any role to play. And so this is, I think, a politician who's trying to make it sound like their government can do more than it can right now. The truth is that whether rightly or wrongly, the situation we have in Canada is that the local governments are the most important governments, and they're the ones kind of running this show. But the problem with that, of course, is it means we have literally 12 cooks in this kitchen, and not one chef, but 12 of them. And and getting everybody to coordinate is frankly impossible. And
so there is no override provision for the federal government to enact the Emergencies Act.
Not over the whole. They couldn't step in and say, we're now going to take this over, Doug Ford. We're going to take this over, Premier Horgan. We're going to take this over, Jason Kenney. It's not doable. I think what he means is using it in the context of the federal sphere of influence, which there are many, but it just doesn't include healthcare, education, and transportation, which are the biggest ones.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.